Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, March 27th. I'm Mark Daniels. The NCAA tournament resumes with the sweetest round. 16 teams left standing. Regional semifinals out west in Anaheim. We'll have the second-seeded Wisconsin Badgers taking on the sixth-seeded Baylor Bears. Wisconsin coach Bo Ryan says Baylor's one of 16 really good teams left standing.
That's a pretty formidable foe. But every team that's in it now has done some things during the year. They played well towards the end of the year. We think we have. So it's two teams that get a chance.
Badgers dominated American in the first round, rallied past Oregon in the second round. As for Baylor, they beat Nebraska and then Creighton with a suffocating 1-3-1 zone defense. Ben Brust and the Badgers will try and find some holes.
You know, they extend it pretty high. Just got to try and find some weak spots, and you got to be patient. You got to work it around and try and get movement and use shot fakes, ball fakes, pass it around. Just keep working it until you get the good one, and then when you got the good one, you got to knock it down.
Wisconsin-Baylor winner will get the winner of Arizona-San Diego State for a trip to the Final Four. Wildcats, the number one seed. San Diego State is a four seed, but Coach Steve Fisher knows the pond, and they are unafraid of the Wildcats.
We've been in this building before, and we like the feel of it, and our goal is to come in and play not only Thursday, but play Saturday. We're excited about the challenge. We know we're playing a really good team, but we feel we're a really good team.
South Regional semifinals taking place in Memphis Thursday night. Dayton against Stanford in a battle of double-digit seeds. That'll be followed by top-seeded Florida taking on number four UCLA. Gators coach Billy Donovan says this could get fast.
We want to play up-tempo. UCLA wants to play up-tempo. There's things that you have to do in playing up tempo. You got to take care of the ball. You don't want to give up easy baskets.
Midwest and East regional semifinals will take place on Friday. The Final Four in the National Invitation Tournament is set. SMU defeated Cal 67-62. Nick Moore hits a three with 6.5 seconds left. Mustangs, the only number one seed, coached by Larry Brown, now 26-9, moving on to Madison Square Garden, as is Florida State, another of the teams that was among the last four out of the NCAA tournament. They beat Louisiana Tech 77-75. Aaron Thomas with 21. He scored 20-plus points in all three Seminole victories. The Final Four at Madison Square Garden will have SMU take on Clemson, while Florida State will get the Minnesota Gophers. More college athletic news and potentially big news. The National Labor Relations Board in Chicago has ruled in favor of Northwestern University football players to unionize and negotiate benefits, guaranteed scholarships for injured players, incentives to help gain degrees that go above and beyond the cost of scholarships. Robert Romano is a St. John's University law professor who says the NCAA may not have done enough to prevent this type of action.
Instead of just talking about stuff, they should have implemented different rules to help with these student-athletes. And they failed to do so, so now they have to live with the ramifications.
And Romano says this may be only the beginning.
Right now, it's just for the student-athletes who were part of the Northwestern complaints against the university. But yes, this can open the floodgates for other student-athletes down the road.
The NLRB ruled the school, Northwestern in this case, failed to justify the denying of scholarship players' employee status. This will be a story to keep an eye on. To the NBA, showdown between the Indiana Pacers and the Miami Heat on Wednesday night. Pacers get the win 84-83. Paul George with 23 points leading the way, as the Pacers are now up 3 games in the Eastern Conference standings for the best overall record.
It was big from the standpoint of they're right behind us as far as the second seed, and we needed this win to kind of get some distance. But other than that, I mean, this was a regular game. You know, we play this team again, and we got to get ready for them next time. But this was a good game for us going forward.
LeBron James had 38 points in the loss. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Utah Jazz 91-87. Knicks over Sacramento 107-99. Carmelo Anthony with 36. J.R. Smith hit 9 threes for New York. San Antonio over Denver 108-103. Tim Duncan with 29. Spurs have reeled off 15 wins in a row, although coach Greg Popovich said it felt more like 14 and a half.
We played a good half, we played a bad half. You know, the NBA's 48-minute game, and you got to keep playing. We started with 6 turnovers in the first, I don't know how many in the beginning, but 3 or 4 right off the bat in the third quarter, and sort of set the tone. And they ran it back great, kept their energy and went, and made a run, and that was that.
Charlotte Bobcats beat the Brooklyn Nets 116-111 in overtime. Al Jefferson at 35. Phoenix over Washington 99-93. Cleveland beat Detroit 97-96. Deion Waiters of the Cavaliers beats the buzzer for the win, and he said it was never a doubt.
Yeah, I knew it was good when I let it go because I was comfortable when he let me get to my pad and move almost. So, you know, it was up to me just to make a shot. I think he was more so cared about me getting to the rim. But I seen he backed up. Once he backed up, I just let it go.
Toronto Raptors beat Boston 99-90. Minnesota over Atlanta 107-83. The New Orleans Pelicans over the LA Clippers 98-96. Milwaukee Bucks are back in action Thursday night hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. Bucks trying to end an 8-game slide. They've also signed DJ Stevens, a swingman forward, to a 10-day contract. He'd played 18 games in a Greek professional league. To the National Hockey League, the Vancouver Canucks beat the Minnesota Wild 5-2. It was the New York Rangers over the Philadelphia Flyers 3-1 as Ryan McDonagh tallied again for the Rangers as the Blue Shirts have reeled off 5 in a row.
It's been a collective effort, and that's what's great about this group is it seems like different guys are stepping up here, and Dorsett gets us going, the whole line gets us going. It's a huge goal against this team and one that we needed at home here.
The Anaheim Ducks get by the Calgary Flames 3-2. Andrew Cogliano gets the go-ahead goal with 5 minutes left in the third period.
I thought we played be close, and we knew they were going to, you know, work hard, and they've been playing well. So we stuck to it, and you know, to win in the third, being down 2-1 is big for us.
In baseball, the Cleveland Indians beat the Milwaukee Brewers 10-3. Ivana Gallardo went just 2 innings, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs, and he walked 4 in his final tune-up before his opening day start Monday against the Atlanta Braves at Miller Park. Mitch Haniger went 2-for-2 with a home run for the Brewers. They'll play their final spring training game in Maryvale against Cincinnati. They'll head to Milwaukee to play a pair of exhibitions with the Kansas City Royals this weekend before opening the season for keeps on Monday. The National Football League owners meeting wrapping up in Orlando, making several rule changes, including extending goalposts up 5 more feet to make sure 3-point field goals get through. On an experimental basis, in the first 2 weeks of the preseason, the league will have point after tries move back to the 20 as they consider that rule change permanent. Roll-up blocks will be illegal. Fumble recoveries will now be reviewable. The owners did table a couple of other potential changes, including having no overtimes for preseason games and increasing practice squad numbers from 8 to 10 players. Jared Allen left the Minnesota Vikings for the Chicago Bears, the defensive end signing a 4-year, $32 million free agent contract on Wednesday. Mike McGlynn is going to pay a call on the Green Bay Packers. Started 14 games for the Indianapolis Colts on the offensive line last season, 3 of those games at center, position in need for the Packers now that Evan Dietrich Smith has moved on to Tampa Bay. And the NFL also says teams cannot start charging playoff tickets for season ticket holders until a home game is assured. It will end some of the confusion the Packers and other teams experienced last season by having fans pony up the entire postseason package before they even knew a home game would be played. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.